Indiana Jones has tracked down the Lost Ark, conquered the Temple of Doom, and gone on a last crusade to find the Holy Grail. Now, even though Harrison Ford is about 20 years older, Indiana Jones is off to the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Bob Mondello has this review of Indy number 4.
It's the Cold War 50s, not the pre-war 30s, and just to make that clear, Steven Spielberg puts Elvis Presley on the soundtrack, a hot rod in the desert, and a slightly grizzled Harrison Ford in Indy's fedora. Grizzled but still agile, let's note. In his first 20 minutes on screen, Dr. Jones, he's an archaeologist professor, remember, survives a free-form drag race, a shootout, a battle of wits, a magnetized shootout, a swing through the roof rafters of notorious Hangar 51, a skin-blistering jet train ride across the desert, and an atomic blast. And having thus returned with a bang, a big bang, you might say, he can finally take a moment to acquaint both the audience and a motorcycle-riding, leather-jacketed sidekick named Mutt with a few plot details.
Legend says that a crystal skull was stolen from a mythical lost city in the Amazon, supposedly built out of solid gold. Guarded by the living dead. Whoever returns the skull to the city temple will be given control over its power.
So, instead of pilfering from cemeteries, he's returning things. How enlightened. Actually, who cares why Indy is doing anything, as long as he does it at high speed and enormous peril to everyone concerned. Family-friendly peril, let's note. Spielberg may be the only filmmaker around who, after a character is saved by stuffing himself into a refrigerator, would dispatch another character to say, "Don't you know climbing into refrigerators is dangerous?" Gotta love him for that. And for getting Shia LaBeouf to stop playing with Transformers and start mimicking Brando in The Wild One, for encouraging Cate Blanchett to make her Russian agent a sort of proto-Bond girl, and especially for bringing back Karen Allen, still as spunky and radiant as she was in Raiders of the Lost Ark. All of this as they traipse off to have close encounters of the Rube Goldberg kind in a temple where towers seem to snap together, doors pull apart, and staircases retract into walls at the very sight of a bullwhip. With Spielberg preferring real stunts over digital ones, it must have been great fun to film all of this. And if it's a bit less fun to watch, well, expecting Indy's daring do to have the urgency of what he daring did almost 30 years ago may just be wishful thinking, particularly considering the form of these movies, which are themselves a little like Rube Goldberg contraptions, gears and stunts and plot points clicking preposterously into place. This time, the clicking seems more efficient than joyous, but the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is not unlike the other two Raiders sequels, inventively conceived, capably managed, and amusing enough to please the folks, and this includes legions, who are already hooked. I'm Bob Mondello.
And to our listeners, please indulge me for just a moment to Broderick Johnson, my wonderful husband of 15 years. Happy anniversary.